right, let's get down to it. You're starting us off with boots and salutes this morning. What's on your mind?
Yes, I just want to make a great big salute for you guys for keeping us up to date with the Chuck Wagon races.
Oh, right on. You're a big fan of the Chucks?
Oh, I've been part of them for many years.
Right on. Well, our man Jason Lee is all over that. So thanks very much for your call.
Yes, keep up the good work.
Will do. 306-938-0600 or toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Gord was talking about having your say on our website, cjwwradio.com. Here's an interesting question. Are you willing to pay a toll, like is being suggested for Diefenbaker Bridge, in order to maintain roads and bridges in Saskatchewan? Overwhelmingly, no. 89% say no. The feeling being, I pay my taxes, that should take care of that sort of thing. Only 11% are open to the idea, paying a toll. Maybe you got a thought on that. You can call us at 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Good morning, boots and salutes. What's on your mind?
Good morning. I'd like to salute Vic's Coffee Talk this morning. So amusing. That's what the Mexican is doing right now anyway. Why put himself through all that stress to become a billionaire?
All right, maybe you want to talk about the Rider game. It's tomorrow night against Calgary. Some thoughts you might have about how Chris Jones is handling the team and how frustrated I find Rider fans who hate on Chris Jones especially. It's even worse when the team wins because it infuriates them even more. They're taking Calgary tomorrow down at Mosaic. The stadium already sold out. I think that's their first sellout of the season. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. I'd like to salute my auntie and Uncle Ralph Goodale. Thank you.
All right. So maybe you want to talk a little bit about politics. What about the fact that the White House banned a CNN reporter who asked a question about Vladimir Putin and a rumored secret recording of a meeting with the president, which seems to have created a whole lot of foo-for-ah, as they say. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yeah, I had a little comment about with this Sastel. About a year ago, I had the Sastel TV computer, and I don't know nothing about the computer, couldn't get into it, so I canceled it. They're still building for 10 months later. I had Shaw already for TV, and had to hassle, and then I come back the other day and had a bill for $111 to cut the phone off. So I phoned in, said, 45 took up, $111, they cut me off. I wonder if anybody else could have the same kind of problem with them guys.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Good morning. Yes. I need another beer.
Let me guess. France?
France, because they're also hosting the bike races down there, so it's all France.
Okay, wait a minute. I want to ask you a question about, since you're a big fan of France, have you been paying attention to the Tour de France and a golf show that it's become?
Yep.
Farmers in the French countryside are protesting the race. They're rolling hay bales across the course, for which authorities are responding by pepper spray and police with batons. Fans are upset at one of the British riders, and so they threw urine in his face while he's riding, and an Italian rider was thrown out for punching an opponent in the face mid-race. The Tour de France has truly become a gong show. Good morning, boots and salutes.
Hey, boots and salutes. I got a boot for you.
Okay, go ahead.
It's the man that's talking about the France winning the World Cup. I like to boot him.
All right.
I think all of Saskatchewan is sick of his shit.
Good morning, boots and salutes.
Yes, good morning. I just want to give a big salute to Michelle LeBrash. She's putting on a big garage sale at St. Mary's on Avenue O and 20th today, and she has done a lot of work. And the money all goes to her parish nurse at St. Mary's, so it's to help pay for her wages, so it's a plus-plus situation.
Thank you for your call. 306-938-0600, toll-free 1-800-667-3727. Have to say that I'm surprised nobody has brought up work zones yet, and driving through them. City of Saskatoon, encouraging people to drive defensively when you're in work zones. Now, it's amazing how many times they have to ask this. Because how would you like it if someone came through your work, I don't know, swinging a baseball bat around? They might hit somebody, they might not, but I suspect you'd be a little bit freaked out by it, and you might call the cops. Just imagine the people who are working on the roadside, trucks and cars and go flying by. Now, I am one of those people who gets extremely frustrated when I drive into a work zone on the highway, for example. They've got the signs up and the speed limit's posted, and then there's nobody working. There's no machinery around. There's nothing. Now, I have found that to be more and more rare in recent years. They're covering over the signs. They're taking them down. However, if there are signs, there are speed limits, and especially if there are people around, wouldn't you just automatically slow down and show a little bit of caution? They're just trying to get home at the end of the day. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, the riders are going to lose.
The riders are going to lose. No confidence whatsoever.
Pardon me?
I said you have no confidence whatsoever.
Not against Calgary.
All right. Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hey, I got a question for you. This is interesting. On Avenue D and 33rd, they put a new satellite there, right? And they say you cannot, the signs say you cannot turn on red alone. Yet, every other light in the city, you stop, you can turn right on a red light. It's interesting. How is this going to, ask the mayor, how is this going to work? Like, one light you're going to nail people, the rest not? How does that work?
You know,
thank you.
You know what you need to do? Join us on Tuesday morning, because we're going to have the mayor in on Tuesday morning, all right? So we'll have that question for you.
Yep, you bet. And I wanted him to answer that one. That's unbelievable. Thanks.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Talking about work zones.
Yeah.
I think they should jack up the fines to a minimum of $1,000.
You know, I think that they are at $1,000, and it doesn't seem that money is the issue. It doesn't seem to be stopping people.
Well, they're just being idiotic, because if they end up hitting somebody and killing them, you know, it's just craziness some way some of these people speed through construction zones.
Thanks for your call. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Now, I give a big salute to Kelly, the other one over Saskatchewan, I think.
All right. Thank you for your call. 306-938-0600 or 1-800-667-3727. Still a couple of minutes here on Boots and Salutes to get some of your thoughts going. Get them off your chest before you get into the weekend. Yesterday, we had some people calling in about the price of gas, which is an ongoing sore spot for most. And I guess it should be no surprise then that I see the story this morning. ExxonMobil announced an 18% increase in their profits, which is what you would expect when the price of gas is what it is. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Well, Arden, talk about construction zone. Why don't we boot the people that are setting the signs up? Why was that sign so close to where the workers are? And you have the stands there. You got stands right in the driving lane. Start looking at that. There's also laws against them when they set up their signs. They're supposed to be sitting to the rules, and they're not being enforced. So as we go through, we try to drive slow enough. Well, maybe it's time that everybody else opens their friggin' head. It's time to wake up, people.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Good morning. Regarding the construction zones, it doesn't matter how many times you tell people, there's two things. You can't fix stupid, and common sense is not so common.
Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Hi, Martin. I need to boot that fellow who complains that his services got cut off. When you don't pay your bills and you leave them sit for a few months, what do you think is going to happen? And I'd also like to salute to have a good Rough Rider weekend.
It is going to be a good Rough Rider weekend. Like I said, it's a sold-out stadium in Mosaic for tomorrow night's game. Taking on the Calgary Stampeders, Brandon Bridge is going to be our starting quarterback. And, yes, Duron Carter is going to be playing defense. Good morning, Boots and Salutes.
Yeah, I'd like to boot a few drivers. The right of the road, I'm not sure. If you're going to do 20, 30K under the speed limit, please don't hog the yellow line. Please move over. Let other people pass. If you're going to take up space and lead a parade, do it from the shoulder of the road. Don't do it down the middle where you can't get by. Thank you.
And that wraps up another edition of a Friday morning Boots and Salutes session. It's all been good. We'll do this again on Monday morning. Hope to see you here. Boots and Salutes brought to you by Northern Factory Workwear, where they have...